Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As we've been hearing, the music behind the Superman story has evolved over time, beginning with those early animated shorts and radio programs in the 40s and continuing on through the 20th century. But since John Williams wrote that iconic 1978 score for the first Richard Donner-directed Superman film, his sound hasn't gotten much of an update until now. Grammy and Academy Award-winning composer Hans Zimmer worked on films like The Lion King, Rain Man, and the Dark Knight trilogy, which rebooted the Batman story. Now he's behind the completely revamped score for the new Superman film, Man of Steel. Hans Zimmer joins me here in the studio today. Hans, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So Michael Matesino just finished saying a few minutes ago that every generation has its own Superman. Who was your Superman growing up in Germany?
Well, my Superman was the John Williams, the Dick Donner Superman. One of my problems was, of course, that I was confronted suddenly by my friend Chris Nolan and Zack Snyder going, hey, do you want to do Superman? And I went, absolutely no way. I can't, it's too much pressure, too much responsibility, because I thought about exactly that. Growing up in Germany, everything I knew about America came from really spaghetti westerns made by Italians or reading comic books, and it was Batman and Superman who were my favorites, especially because, my parents didn't, they wanted me to read Goethe and Schiller and decent literature, and I had my pile of comic books under the bed and just loved it.
Please tell me you did read some Goethe and some Schiller.
I did
okay.
Indeed.
All right. Then you can have your Batman
and your
Superman, both of whom you've now scored. And that's the sort of corollary to what Mike was saying before. I mean, every generation has its own Superman, but not every generation has had its own Superman music.
No.
Because the John Williams has been with us now for, 35 years?
Something like that. I mean, I wasn't counting. All I knew was that, John is the master. He's one of a very few, a handful of the great living composers that we have, first of all, I grew up with it. I'm a huge fan. It's in my DNA somehow. And he casts large shadow. So it took me a while to figure out that this really was, and it was actually quite simple by the end of the day. After a lot of no, Zack Snyder sat down with me, and I said to him, look, just tell me the story, tell me the movie you want to make. And as he's telling me, I started, I was sort of in my head scoring this story being told to me, and I started hearing sounds, I started hearing different things, because he was telling me a very different version of the myth and the legend that I grew up with.
What was he saying?
I literally had come off Dark Knight Rises, and I'd come off 9 years of being, there's no other word to describe it, very dark.
Right.
And suddenly, Zach was talking about farms and the Midwest and the endlessness of that landscape, etc. And we started talking about, celebrating people that never get celebrated. Mm-hmm. Simple folk. And, what's cool? Because at the end of the day, is the guy who's robbing the bank cool, or is the guy who's a first responder cool? So the whole thing became, let's go and celebrate that. I mean, literally, I mean it. Let's just go for the hope thing.
Well, it is one of the more striking moments in the score. It's this piece called This is Clark Kent, a simple title for what is really one of the simplest bits of music that Hans Zimmer scored for the new film Man of Steel. Thank you. from the score to the new Superman film, Man of Steel, that is called This is Clark Kent. It is, as composer Hans Zimmer was just telling us, a kind of evocation of the American heartland, of simple folk. Hans, is that you playing the piano?
I'm not a great pianist, and we had great pianists play it, and it never sounded right. It had to have this sort of dilettantism about it.
The homespun.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an upright piano. It's not, like you have a beautiful grand here. No, it couldn't be that. So the piano was sort of picked. And the background really is, and I don't think anybody had ever done this before, it's actually 8-pedal steel guitars playing, just because I thought there is more than country and western to be gotten out of those instruments.
And after all, it is Man of Steel.
Well, yes, okay, right.
So you have your little musical pun
there. Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it's very little, though. Yeah.
although, one of those pedal steel guitarists is a guy named Chaz Smith.
Who
I've been a fan of for many years. And he actually builds instruments out of steel.
Absolutely. Well, Chaz, when I first met Chaz, I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm a welder. Well, it turns out that is partially true. He is a welder, but he's a sculptor.
Right.
And then it happens that he's this extraordinary musician. And so Chaz got busy and we welded a few things together. He seems to be forever going up to Boeing and Lockheed and stealing, exotic metals from them. So Chaz was a huge inspiration and was really involved in this thing.
So Man of Steel is the name of the film. I listened to the entire score before I saw any of the trailers, and I kept waiting, Hans. I kept waiting for the big theme, and it doesn't come till the very end of the record. Now, then when you go back, you can hear intimations of it, sort of hidden, working their way through the rest of the score. In the movie itself, is this how it works?
Pretty much. Because I kept thinking, in a funny way, if you think about the Dick Donner and the John Williams version, they declare themselves in the first note, this is a superhero. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be, we know he's a superhero, but wouldn't it be interesting if we did it the other way around? How can a stranger in a strange land become part of humanity? And so, that piece you just played, I was thinking, people are thinking, listening to it going, what, this is going to be a Superman film? Are you kidding me? No, I do some big stuff too. But the whole, for me, the quest, and I think for the movie, the question is that there is an endless search. You have one DNA, and do you have free will to become a human, or do you have to stay a Kryptonian? And it's sort of, as a foreigner, something I'm somewhat familiar with.
Yeah. So it really is kind of, musically, a tale that unfolds.
Absolutely.
Through the film. And fans might be familiar with this track because it is now the sound of the trailer to the film Man of Steel. But it is the last part of the soundtrack by Hans Zimmer, and it's called What Are You Going to Do When You Are Not Saving the World? Hans Zimmer's music for Man of Steel, the new Superman reboot film that Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan have done. And What Are You Going to Do When You Are Not Saving the World is the name of that. It is the end of the soundtrack. Finally, Hans, you get to the big theme that you've sort of been building up to over the course of the film. And when we get to it, this again goes back to something that Michael Matesino was talking about before, that all these different versions of Superman music over the decades, they seem to go towards these major triads, these kind of fanfare, you know.
Well, yeah, I do think there's a, you know, there's a Wagnerian or Straussian sort of influence there, and I think the Germanness comes in handy actually at the end of the day. I never lose my accent even in my music.
Mm-hmm. All right. But there is another accent here, and it, again, goes through much of the score, and that is this 12-piece orchestra of drummers. I mean, amazing drummers.
Not just any drummers.
Yes.
Not just any drummers. But
Pharrell Williams, Sheila E., Jason Bonham.
Vinny Caruta. I mean,
Jim
Keltner, the great Jim Keltner. Yeah. No, it just stuff goes on. Well, the idea really came from, you know, another score I did, couldn't be any more different, but Sherlock Holmes, which is so based on a solo violin.
Right.
And the pesky problem when you have a great soloist in your film score, and you always have another actor on the screen somehow. It doesn't matter how quietly he plays, because it's one individual. And I was thinking, I want to get some ferocity. I want to get this kinetic energy into this movie, and it is Superman after all, so you have to, you know, you have to live up to certain, I don't know, energy. But I was thinking, a string section after all is just a bunch of great virtuoso violinists. So what happens if I get myself a section of some of the greatest drummers in the world? Not because of their names, but because of who, loving their style, loving their playing, loving their energy, and putting them all into a room and just seeing what happens. Mm. You know, because of course, you know, a little friendly competition will ensue. You know,
yeah.
And it was, I think, probably the greatest session I ever was part of.
There is a photograph in the
yes.
booklet that comes yeah. with the soundtrack, which, by the way, is in a steel case for Man of Steel.
Of course it is.
And it's just an extraordinary photo of these 12 drum kits all arranged, and everyone can see each other. You know, the adrenaline, I'm sure, gets going.
Well, it's just not that they could see each other. The other idea was because in the cinema, I wanted it to be that you were in the middle.
Mm.
You were in the middle of this extraordinary drum circle. And then, of course, came the next problem, which was, oh, we now have to do a soundtrack album. And the problem I have with any one of my soundtrack albums are they're in stereo. Yeah. You know, and they suddenly took half of my world away, actually more than half of my world. Where's the surround? Where's all that gone? And Peter Asher, who worked with me on this, kept saying, you got to talk to these DTS people. They seem to have something really interesting. And we actually figured out there's an app you can download, and you can play the soundtrack on your headphones, and it's perfect 5.1.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it's 11.1 because this is a Superman movie, and it does involve flying, and so we can do height as well.
Okay, so you got a little Spinal Tap thing. Yours goes to 11.
Mine always goes to 11. I start at 11, and by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll be at about a good 16.
All right. Well, without the Z Plus app, as it's known, we'll have to just deal with stereo for a moment. But
you
this,
poor people.
These are the 12 drummers that Hans Zimmer collected for the score to Man of Steel.
We'll be right back.
Ignition, from the soundtrack to the film Man of Steel, the new Superman movie with a score by Hans Zimmer, the Grammy and Academy Award-winning composer. And he's here with us in the soundcheck studio. And so you have the score, and then there's a whole other CD. What is that?
Well, I called it, you know, actually I can't remember what I called it, but it was something like, you know, Experiments from the Fortress of Solitude, which is pretty much how my life is. I sit in a room, in a dark room without windows. So the other CD is really the demos or the ideas. And the way I work is I work as if it was a diary. I start on day one, and however far I get on day one, I don't go and revise the next day. I just sort of append and just go forward. So you get this sort of 28-minute piece of basically trying to figure it out, trying to get to know the nature of the beast, just the experiments, etc. And I just thought that it would be nice to for people to sort of just get a look into my thought process.
Yeah. It's sort of tearing, you know, pulling aside the curtain.
Absolutely.
Seeing the magician behind. Hans's original sketchbook from the second disc that comes with the Man of Steel soundtrack. We'll use that to wrap up. We've been speaking with Hans Zimmer. I have to say I really enjoyed this score, the way
Thank you so much.
Builds and, you know, rewards a second listening and a third. And great to have you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.